Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives so that we can improve the relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Muhyi, which means the giver of life. One of the most beautiful blessings that we can see within our marriages is the blessing of children. And many times when a child is brought into the world, when Al-Muhyi bestows that child with life, it can completely change the dynamics of our relationship. Moving from a relationship that finds its firm foundation in connecting with one other individual, you suddenly have a relationship in which there is a third person introduced. And this third person, despite an inability to articulate needs, has many, many needs. Whether you find yourself lost in the feeding, the changing, the sleepless nights, the crying, the soothing, the amount of nurturing and care that can go into raising a child can be very exhausting at times, as much as it can be rewarding. And that exhaustion can often lead to high levels of stress within the marital relationship. And as much as one may consistently hear from others that have older children that, oh, this stage passes, this time passes, before you know it, they'll be going to college, before you know it, they'll be getting married. While you're living through that period of time of the high stress and the physical and emotional needs that are consistently needing to be met in the process of tarbiyah with the child, can still feel like it's never going to end, can feel like it is taking a huge toll on the relationship. So one of the keys to remember, particularly early on when you are blessed within the marriage, with the birth of a child, to first recall the beauty of that blessing, that Al-Muhyi has chosen you and your spouse as parents to care for this amana, to care for this trust. Putting it into perspective, we begin to realize that the period of time that the infant is an infant is a very short period of time. The period of time when the child reaches the stage of being a toddler is a short period of time. The period of time when the child is in their early teens, in the tweens, in the young adulthood, they all may be short periods of time, but during those stages, there is both a great deal of beauty in watching your children grow and thrive, but also its own special type of challenges. So when people may say, oh, it gets easier, the reality is that the tarbiyah of children is a lifelong journey, a lifelong process of learning how to be the best parents that you can be. Remember that as you are raising your child, you are doing this as a team. It is you and your partner together who have been bestowed with this blessing. It's not just one person in the relationship that is intended to be the sole caretaker. So husbands, know how to change your children's diapers, know how to relieve the mother, particularly in those early days, from feedings and from carrying and from putting the child to sleep. You know, mothers, as the child gets older, play with your sons, learn how to love basketball and baseball and football and soccer if that's something they're involved in. Fathers, be there for your daughters, because our children really are only in our lives in different stages for a short period of time, and we want to be the best parents that we can be during that time. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhyi grants us the blessing of righteous children and allows us to be the best parents that we can be. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum.